This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Author Ron Rash has long been known for his lyrical tales of his native Appalachia. His new novel, The Cove, is set in North Carolina in the waning days of World War I. Rash is appearing in Atlanta tomorrow night to discuss his new book. To preview this and other author appearances for the coming week, Darren Wong of Verb.org and the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Welcome back in.
Great to see you again, John.
Now, Darren, Ron Rash became interested in the period in which he set his novel when he came across information about a North Carolina internment camp for Germans.
You know, Ron Rash really does a fantastic job of finding these historical tidbits and expanding them into, you know, an entire world or an entire narrative. He did it with One Foot in Eden, and he did it with Saints at the River, The World Made Straight. And with The Cove, he's at that again. The book focuses on Laurel Shelton, who's this woman who lives down in The Cove, which is a very dark, secluded area, even in the North Carolina mountains. And there's rumors of her being a witch, and there's all kinds of dark history around this particular locale.
She has been born with a birthmark. The people in the community who are very superstitious believe it marks her as someone who at the least is a sign of bad luck. So she's been outside of the community, has lived a very tragic life.
The book picks up when her brother comes home from World War I, and Hank, her brother, has lost an arm. They're both looking to start their life now that the war is over, and against the setting, Walter comes in. He is a mute bound for New York. Laurel nurses him back to health, and in that process, she kind of comes back to a type of understanding in life on her own. You know, Ron Rash is something of a phenomenon in the pantheon of Southern writers. And he is going to be at the Decatur Library tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
The name Chris Guillebeau will not be a new one for folks that watch CNN or that read Business Week, The Huffington Post, Psychology Today, and even the Oregonian newspaper. Darren, Chris is of the opinion that everyone should live life on your own terms.
I think that's exactly the thrust of his argument. He's very famous online as the writer of the blog, The Art of Nonconformity. And he, in fact, wrote a book with that title, too, which did very well. And now he is touring on this new book called The $100 Startup. Chris is in his early 30s. He's visited over 175 nations, and he's never had a real job or earned a regular paycheck.
Nice work.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point of this book, is what it takes to essentially make a business of yourself, make a business out of living your life. And in writing this book, he surveyed 1,500 different individuals who have built a life or a business out of very modest investments. In many cases, $100 is the mark that he's looking for.
Doesn't take a huge bankroll to get things going.
No.
In writing this book, I talked with hundreds of people from all over the world who had all started a business and created a new life for themselves without spending a lot of money and by using the skills they already had. That's what the $100 Startup is all about.
The great thing about Chris is he's very, very nuts and bolts. This is not a come on, you can do it kind of book. Here's how you get it done. This is how this person did it, and this is how this person did it. You know, this is the path forward for you. And appropriately, he's going to be at a rather unconventional place, Urban Oasis in Inman Park. It is a bed and breakfast. So for an unconventional man, he's got an unconventional space.
Perfect venue. Darren, really a couple of heavy hitters this week. Thank you so much for giving us a preview of the upcoming author appearances.
Thanks a lot, John. We'll see you next week.
For more information about either of these events, you can find details at wabe.org/citycafe.